Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Do that. Wednesday. You know, I know that. Wednesday afternoon football.
Big game.
That's why I remembered that. What's up, Craig?
A guy you talked to about the election. You tell them the Huskers won last weekend too?
Yeah, No.
They're undefeated.
You're a douchebag fan, Nick. Shut up. You have no faith.
I've been clapping at home.
No faith.
I forgot who they played last weekend.
Iowa.
Did he tell you?
But the Iowa fans haven't let him forget it. But
Iowa lost.
I've watched the social media. They're having some fun with that. Well,
they just play themselves, and you look for improvement amongst them.
I generally don't hang with the conversation when I realize the other person is not in touch with reality.
Reality, right. What's up, Craig? We'll talk to Craig, though.
Not much better.
No.
Looking for something here, and I'm just not finding it. I was amused. You are familiar with Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah.
Most recently, people know her from Schitt's Creek.
Right.
That's right.
But she's in all
isn't
those.
And
she's
that? Been. Isn't fun to say that word?
Yes. You know, you hear it all the time now.
I know.
Yeah. People apparently.
I heard that show's great.
I love that show.
I'm going to go back and watch it.
I love that show. Everybody it is fantastic.
And I was told that a couple years ago was really good. I just never jumped on it.
Right. It was on some cable channel, Pop Network or something to begin with.
Yeah, that's where it started.
And I saw a couple episodes. I thought it was good, but I just never hung with it.
Won a ton
fantastic.
Of awards, yeah.
It's on Netflix, and now it's starting to run in syndication reruns on the network.
Yeah, so Catherine O'Hara is starting to go viral because people are now figuring out that she was the Home Alone mom.
Oh, that's right.
No way.
Yeah.
Of course she was.
I would know her. Well, we know that.
Yeah. Right. I would know her from all the Christopher Guest movies. She's a favorite of Christopher
Guest. She kind of looks like the lady in Beetlejuice, too.
But more people have seen
Home Alone.
Sure. So, she's apparently going viral because of that.
Okay.
People are figuring that out.
No, good for her. Yeah. About time people discovered Catherine.
She's hilarious.
She's been great for years.
She has. Yeah. Just fantastic. God.
Damn it. You want me to finish that for you?
I had a piece of paper on top here, and now it's gone. I keep looking for things that are missing. I got nothing here. I'm hurt with myself.
Do you like it that way?
No. Right. I'm annoyed with myself more so than usual.
Is Odell on Twitter?
I shared a video of him on Twitter. It wasn't his Twitter. It was NFL Network showing him walking backwards.
Okay. Because I still think in order to improve his balance, he's got to let
get a hold of his
handles. I mean, you start slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you start on the treadmill.
He was just injured.
Yeah. And then eventually you'll get comfortable enough to walk backwards outdoors if you don't care what people think about you.
And you shouldn't. People yell at you.
You absolutely should not.
How far was he walking?
He's on a treadmill.
On a treadmill, so.
He just ruined his
leg. I don't know. He probably just goes for a few minutes.
He's probably, like I say, 2 or 3 weeks out from surgery.
Exactly.
So they're probably wanting him to go to not fall over.
All right. Well, they'll get a hold of you, Todd, eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying it would help his balance tremendously. It would be even more beneficial if he didn't hold on to the handles of the treadmill. Because I started out that way, but eventually got comfortable enough to let go, and it really does improve your balance.
When is this little freak thing you do that your wife talks about? When's this going to be over?
I don't know. Soon
it could be over soon. Hopefully
find something
soon.
A little shinier.
Just do something shinier. Yeah.
And when it gets to be winter, I won't be able to walk outside.
That's right.
And I'm still not comfortable going into a gym to do it on the treadmill.
Find something shinier.
But I'm convinced that there's benefits to it.
Yeah. Can you just walk in circles backwards around the house?
Yeah, that'd be boring.
Yeah, it would.
As opposed to walking backwards in a circle at the track?
It's boring there, too.
No, it's an oval.
At least you're getting some sun.
Yeah.
I'm getting the valuable vitamin D3, which you need for your immunity. And yesterday I didn't do the track. Yesterday I walked in the park. And uphill.
Oh.
Up the hill.
We're all impressed, man.
Backwards.
Yeah. Both ways.
That is impressive.
Not both ways.
We're all impressed.
I am.
Yeah. No, we're not. No, we're not.
The hill doesn't go up both ways.
Right.
Oh. As I'm going toward the park, the hill goes down.
Are you allowed in the park?
Oh, I'm fine at the park. I think I scare people at the track.
Exactly.
At the track, I will see
you call little kids fat and stuff.
Older ladies. Come onto the track when I'm doing my thing.
And they think you're weird, man.
And they walk about a lap and then they leave.
Well, they think you're walking backwards so you can look at them. That's why.
You think?
Yeah.
Do you put a mask on the back of your head?
That's a good idea.
Like Cousin It?
Yeah. Sunglasses on the back, too?
Do that.
See, that doesn't make
any
sense.
A mask and sunglasses.
Because I could just as easily creep on them walking forward.
I know that, but they can't see you walking forward.
They probably think you're on the pot.
Yeah, and they're right.
Well, he is on the pot.
Yeah.
No, here's Todd. You creep on their ass when you're walking forward because they're in front of you.
Right.
They don't know you're creeping on their ass. You're turned backwards. They're walking towards you. You're looking right at them. So that's why they think that's why you're creeping them out.
Yeah. Have you thought about wearing your clothes backwards like Tom Green and Freddie Got Fingered?
And crisscross?
Yeah, crisscross.
Yeah. Be all crisscross.
Toddy Mac will make you.
Right.
That's an idea, but then I'd have to have somebody dress me.
You can put your pants on backwards.
I could do that, I guess.
Todd, all your pants are drawstring or elastic anyway. Just pull them up. Yeah. Just turn them around and pull them up.
But you can't tell that those things are backwards.
No, you can't.
You know, the other guy, you know, the other person walking. Right. So that's unnecessary.
Put some coach shorts on backwards. That'd be kind of funny.
Yeah, it's not like you got to worry about buttons and zippers. Yeah. I've seen the pants you wear.
Yeah, and then put a mask on the back of your head.
Yeah, I like that.
A Halloween mask, by the way.
A gorilla mask.
Or the hoodie.
I've got one.
Wear the hood up front.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, no, a pirate mask or something like that. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That's an idea.
Draw more attention to yourself.
I'll look into that. Because I found I got to do it longer and longer. I started out doing like 3 miles.
Yeah.
And now I'm up to 4.
Great.
5.
That's great.
Yeah. God, we need COVID over so Katal can do something else.
Well, I do that at a gym. Yeah. I would do it on a treadmill.
Yeah.
If I could. But I do enjoy getting outside.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, so you're doing 5 miles a day?
I do probably 20. I would say I walk now about 25 miles a week.
Call me
250
fantastic.
Forwards.
How far would you walk if you actually could? Okay, that means change the subject.
There
go ahead there. Yep. Go ahead there.
And that'd be about 2,000 miles backward.
Yeah.
You're right, Nick.
I think that's 50,000, isn't it?
50,000.
That's a lot.
Whatever. You walk 500 backwards, that's 50,000.
No.
5,000.
There's also some forward walking involved. I'd say it's about 60-40.
Right. Okay.
Well, don't go crazy.
I'd like to see that more 70-30.
Right.
At least 41 people who attended a swingers convention in November are being diagnosed with the COVID.
Yeah, you can't.
Surprise.
Because if you're banging, you're spitting on each other.
You're close.
That's what I've heard.
Well, you better be.
Yeah,
there's no social distancing at the gangbang.
Yeah, they said that there
wieners
were extraordinary.
Wieners are flying everywhere. There's spit.
They said there were extraordinary health and safety measures in place.
No, there wasn't. Everybody probably had a condom on, but you're still sweating and slobbering on each other.
Unless they made a mandatory doggy style.
But even then, her mouth's available.
It's a mandatory doggy style swingers convention.
And it was a she that brought it in. Now, everybody had to.
Just the one?
That brought it in.
Yeah. That's all you need.
Everybody tested negative, but then the one female tested positive when they were done. And so then a lot of other people started testing positive because of that. So somehow she didn't test positive, and then she did.
I'm just afraid of everyday life. I can't imagine hopping into a pile of naked people during COVID.
Well, yeah, maybe afterwards.
Oh, hell yeah. Can imagine it.
Yeah, but they got to imagine it, too.
Right.
Yeah, they lived it.
They actually did it, man. Come on.
They didn't just imagine. They lived it.
Yeah, you got to hold off on the orgies for a little bit.
That's what I've heard.
I know it's tough.
We have been.
I wish he'd quit saying that. Damn it, Nick.
Yeah, Professor Buzzkill over here.
You got to wait to yell this at the orgy, huh, Nick?
Cool balls, dude.
Yeah, it's been tough.
Is that in New York State? Where'd you say that was?
Yeah.
Whatever. Remember when they stormed the
New Orleans.
Oh, New Orleans, okay. Yeah. When they stormed the Baton Rouge capital demanding their orgies come back.
That's right.
Yeah.
They were all in their orgy costumes.
Which is not a costume.
No, it's they're naked.
Oh, you can dress up.
You can.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Now, today, Americans age 55 and older report having more extramarital affairs than Americans under 55, according to the Institute for Family Studies. Until the year 2000, the opposite was true. I guess
really?
It's the same people.
It is. I was going to say it's because people over 55.
They just got older and continued their ways.
I thought it's because people over 55 are actually been married a long time. That might be the reason. But the, right, might be the same people.
Well, the over 55s came of age during the sexual revolution.
We talked about this yesterday.
Having multiple sex partners was the norm. Right. Some people grew up with parents who were swingers.
Well, we didn't, but...
No. Over 55s are also familiar with using drugs to enhance their sexual experiences. Back then, it was weed and hallucinogens. Now it's Cialis, Viagra, and lubes.
Not the X? Sometimes
lube
I
counts
regret,
as a drug?
Lube is not a drug.
Right. I regret never trying the ecstasy.
I know you do.
Yeah.
Still time.
You suck face with a dude in the van if you do that.
No, you don't.
Ask Craig.
No, you don't.
Oh, he asked you to, and then you do.
No, you don't. That is just not true. There's nothing true about that.
That's guy, not,
older people are less likely to dissolve their marriages because of extramarital sex.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're well, more they got, or less getting
they,
a pass.
They got property.
You still got to go home.
Property, money, kids,
family,
yeah.
Families with families.
But you're right. You still got to hear about it every day. Remember the time you banged those other chicks? Ah, Jesus.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I think about that most days.
They don't want to have.
That's not the answer, though.
They don't want to have the. Why doesn't Grandpa come around anymore?
There's a lot.
Well,
of that.
He is. Yeah. He's just not here.
Yeah.
Right.
He came around too much.
Well, Grandpa was kind of a whore.
Yeah.
Well, it's easier for them to connect with people, too. If you're over 55 with a Facebook page,
yeah.
You know, I don't know where you would have met people, you know, two decades ago.
Yeah, I think it's because they find people they knew back in their 20s and 30s. That's exactly right, Nick. I know a guy that did that.
Yeah, because 55-year-olds.
I had a friend of mine who was getting divorced in Georgia, and he was married for a long time. And he just got a hold of a girl on Facebook that we went to high school with, and he'd just drive up to Pennsylvania, and they'd have a little sex. Once in a while, he'd drive back to Georgia.
You take 22 up to Allentown?
Basically, yeah. He just said, we never really. And he didn't have sex with her in high school. He just, you remember me in high school? I remember you in high school, yeah.
But the 55-year-olds are not on Tinder.
I don't know if they are or not. Is there a 50-plus dating site that's not Tinder.
Yeah, but then 50 pluses would have to know about it.
Yeah.
Well, there's a commercial. Yeah. There's a dating site for 50 plus.
Yeah, I think it's called Our Time.
Yeah, Our Time.
Yeah, yeah, right, I think I've seen the commercials.
But I've never seen like just a hookup app like Tinder is.
But I bet you Our Time turns into hookup.
It can be.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah, yeah, because I imagine you could say looking for, you know, whatever. Whether
sex.
You're looking for a nice relationship or just to casual sex, knock some out.
Yeah, some woman I knew years ago.
Some people call it casual sex.
Yeah. Are the cheating websites still prominent out there?
The Ashley Madison, for instance.
And I haven't heard much about them lately.
Well, that might be the secret to their success.
Nobody's talking about it.
Well, but they also had a couple of those big data breaches. And can drive people away who are trying to have affairs and not get known about
it. Well, that and 90% of the women on Ashley Madison were fake. That might drive some people away, too.
Yeah.
They were.
Yeah, it was. It was like 10 to 1 dudes to actual women on that website.
I haven't heard a lot of talk about those kind of websites anymore.
You're always pissed about that push, too, I know.
Was
that on the air? I forgot. No, this Facebook
thing. Bots.
I think a lot of people. I think Nick nailed it on the head. I'm sure we talked to. If you live in kind of an area where you actually went to school, and you're in your 50s, you're getting a hold of girls you knew or guys you knew when you were in your 18 or 19 or 20s, and you already knew those people. So you got to take out that whole aspect of getting to know somebody in their, you know. And familiarity, listen, no matter if you're hooked up the first time or not, you knew people. So you're like, I remember that guy. I remember that girl. She was cool.
Yeah, you got a little bit of background.
Yeah, there's some background. There's some maybe a little more trust involved, you know.
Yeah,
even though there shouldn't
be. Take your pants off.
But I'll tell you what, I just, every time it's on, I'll stop on it. And it was Fatal Attraction. That movie, to this day, scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
The way she looks at him in that movie when she says she's pregnant and she's not, it's just so, and that was a scene I stopped on. I stopped on about it right when she says she's pregnant and she's got Glenn Close's scary, freaky eyes.
She plays that part so well.
She's so well.
Just frightening.
If you've never seen the movie, go back and watch it. 1987, Fatal Attraction. A guy has a great, beautiful wife and a beautiful kid, has a weekend hookup with a chick, and she's a psycho. That will stop you from affairs.
Here is David. Speaking of Glenn Close, he's on Tinder, and there's a 60-year-old woman who looks like Glenn Close.
Oh, yeah?
On Twitter. She likes the outdoors. She likes cycling and gardening.
How does she feel about walking backwards?
Yeah.
Shut up, Nick. I was about to say the same thing, so I'm still gonna blame you, though, for bringing that back up.
David said he's seen women as old as 70 on Tinder.
Why not?
I don't know if he had any luck.
Yeah. I got some audio of that. You want to hear
it?
Yep.
That's hideous.
You have no idea what I'm going to say.
Oh, no idea.
It could be just complete love sound effects.
Yeah, it could. Yeah. It could be Todd showing us how it sounds, too. But no, it's going to be you.
No, it could be. You want to hear what a 70-year-old sounds like on Tinder?
No.
Who wants to hear it?
I do.
No.
Yeah. Thank you, Nick.
No.
Thank you, Puss. I don't know why I play that.
That's same hideous.
Same reason I say Brazil.
A little bit of that in there, too. There you go.
That's better.
That's just before.
It eventually leads to that. Yeah.
I wonder if that's got to be towards the older range on Tinder.
It's got to be.
Got to be.
It's got to be.
First I've heard about it. Maybe it's catching on with the older set.
I hope it's not. I hope there's some 80-year-old people on there just looking to hook up.
I hope there is.
Yeah, but if that happens, then the younger ones usually abandon that. Because, you know, like Facebook is just for old people now.
Yeah, but can't you set an age range of people you're looking for? So if those people, if they're not in your age range, you're not going to see them.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right. That's true. You're not going to be swipe left, you know.
I would defer to David one, since he's the one visiting Tinder.
Is Dave 60?
No, Dave does not look 60.
Okay.
If he is.
But why is he looking for a 60-year-old woman, then?
No, he's just looking on Tinder.
Oh, I got it.
And happens across.
Oh, so she probably has her profile. I'll take a younger dude. And I just said that.
Young and spry.
Yeah.
I'll set up a Tinder account and see what the older range is and just tell my wife I'm doing research.
Do that.
That'll go over well. Yeah.
Might want to line up a couch to sleep on first. I hear Craig's got some company.
We've talked about that before.
One of us, you can stay at his house.
Yeah. David says you can dial in your age range. I don't know how high up it goes.
I think the guys go a lot lower than the girls go higher. You know what I'm talking about?
And I think the girls should go higher.
We all know they should, but I don't think they do, Craig. I don't think a 25-year-old girl writes 40-year-old guy in there. They just don't.
You can't blame her.
No. That'll seem like ancient to them.
25 to 40, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if
like
they
ancient.
Do, you have right. to assume they mean 40, 45 with lots of money.
Yeah, right.
And that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Because that's the only reason they're going to go there.
But I guarantee you there's a 40-year-old guy on Tinder, and he's sweeping down to 22. And he's probably not going older than 45.
Well, David keeps talking to us here. Dave is in his 40s.
All right.
He says, older are more willing for first date encounters.
That's what I figured.
Encounters is the word. Huh?
Yeah.
Encounters.
I don't know why. I would think a 70-year-old is more pliable than that sound effect.
But that's always been the case, that older women.
Problem is, when my wife is 70, I'll be 82, so that'll be me sounding like that.
You know? When I was in college,
this.
My buddies.
Except that's me screaming.
Yeah, you wish. You wish she's still grateful for you.
You're right, Craig.
She might be tired of your old ass
by then. I'm done.
I am so done.
Holy cow.
Yeah, but when you and your buddies were in college, didn't you go to the local divorcee bar?
All the time.
Chase after women in their 30s?
Yes, the Sierra Madre.
We did it all the time.
And it worked, too.
I'm guessing it's not just older women that are more into first date encounter. It's just older people in general. They're not going to mess around. They're not going to play games.
No, that's why we like older women, because you didn't have to do the dance.
But I'm guessing older dudes, if they're 60-plus, they're probably same boat, you know?
They don't want to play games either.
They just want to hook up. They want to find somebody. And
oh, no. Bang. 19-year-old guys don't want to play games either.
No.
They just want to get down to it.
Tell us, Todd. What's your experience been?
Sure, after the break, we'll find out. All right.
Well, I was once a 19-year-old guy.
Sounds like
so you can relate to him now.
We know where Todd's parameters are. 19 to 40.
Dudes.
All right. Yeah. And that Tinder stuff, once again, none of us, we're all tied down. We all got the ball and chain. I'm real cocky today.
We're not educated on the Tinder.
No, but we love the interaction we get from people that have been on Tinder. So feel free to get a hold of us. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.